Well, how old were you when you bought Nick Lowe's Crawl to Be Kind, I'd imagine?
I would imagine I was probably about...
Oh, bless you. And that was... Oh, hang on, that was back in 77.
Yes, it was.
Oh,
oh,
goodness.
You should have seen when Skiffle came out. It was fantastic.
When they invented the wheel, Alex.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Oh, it revolutionised everything. Mm. You can call us or email us at www.bbc.co.uk/... Let's give up the text, actually. The texting number. Oh. Technology, I don't understand, but let's do that, because I want to read some text.
Yeah, the texting number is 07940 100 600.
Yes, you can
apparently
text us.
Apparently, we can read it.
I don't understand text or fax technology, but we've just had Emma Pearson from Peterborough just phoned up to give us her three songs of Queen the Jukebox, which we'll be doing later in the show. And her songs, Hole, Drug, Smiths, There's a Light Never Goes Out, and The Stone Roses Daybreak. But she said that she was listening to The Stone Roses. Emma, listen to us. Why aren't you listening to us?
Yeah, how does she know we're on, demanding to know her three choices and The Stone Roses?
But that kind of cockiness really just gets
my goat.
Well,
at least we got a phone call, blimey.
Yeah,
4 weeks. We've only had Trevor and her.
Yeah, desperate measures. This is our last show today.
Yeah, sorry about that, folks, but thanks for all your lovely email.
If you go to the webcam now, on the website, you can see a picture of Alex Lowe playing the air guitar. Yes, we've got films coming up after 11:30 with Sarah Cohen, talking about Weekend at Bernie's 2, I think. I'm not totally sure about that. We shall check that out and let you know. Let you know in a second. Tonight. That's The Squeezes, and they are loving you tonight, sir.
Sure are.
Alex?
Yes, powerful women are taking control of big business, according to the Wall Street Journal rankings of female executives, with Britain leading the pack. One survey judge said UK companies are way ahead. Well done, ladies. Now stick the kettle on. Love makes a nice cup of tea. Here's a good girl.
Good boy, sir. We appreciate what
you've
done.
They're going to miss us.
They are going to miss us absolutely terribly. Don't forget www.bbc.co.uk/6music. Get in touch with us and just tell us anything you want. But now, the time coming up to 11:30. Here's the news.
Crystal clear sound. Across the UK. On digital satellite. Channel 911. This is 6 Music.
I always forget to talk there. Sorry, I get all set for stuff. We've got Sarah coming in the next few minutes to talk about some great films. Stay tuned.
From the BBC. This is 6 Music.
The Dandy Warhols, we used to be friends before that was Jam, and the Eton Rifles. I like that Dandy Warhols song.
Yeah, I do.
Some of their songs I think are rubbish, but some of them are brilliant.
Yeah, that one was great.
Yeah, they sort of mix and match the two. This is 6 Music. Ian Lee and Alex Lowe here till 1 o'clock, and then we go home.
Forever.
Never to come back to a radio station in our careers. Sarah Curran's coming. Good morning, Sarah. You all right?
Good morning. Yes, very well. Thank you.
Did you have a good week this week?
Yes, I did actually.
You sound as though you never have a good week. That the surprise in your voice. Well, yeah, I did actually. This week was alright.
Yeah, I saw a couple of good films this week actually. So
nice,
yeah, it makes a change.
Tell us what you saw this week quickly. We aren't going to talk about these, but or are we? Are these ones we're going to talk about?
Oh, that's a few weeks' time. I don't want to shoot my load early.
Hey, I've never heard a lady say that phrase. I feel quite embarrassed. Let's move on.
Okay.
What have you got for us today, my dear?
Well, unfortunately, we are in the fallow period between blockbusters at the moment.
You say that, but Kangaroo Jack's coming out, isn't it? A film about a kangaroo.
We're in the fallow period between blockbusters
You're
at the
harsh.
Moment. Yes, we had X-Men 2 last week, and then in a couple of weeks' time, we have The Matrix Reloaded.
Mm.
So nobody is going to release any decent films
no,
at
of
the
course
moment.
Not.
The best Hollywood has to offer this week is a lame romantic comedy, Hope Springs, which...
Colin Firth.
Yes, Minnie Driver and Heather Graham fighting over British totty
it
Colin
looks
Firth.
Atrocious, that
yes.
film.
So what I thought I would do is highlight a very good small British film that may have slipped under the radar.
Excellent.
Is it a good British film? It's not something like Rancid Aluminium, is it? Or one of those?
No.
Good.
No.
Okay, carry
this
on
has,
then.
It has good pedigree. It's directed by the guy that made East is East, which was a huge, big British film. And it stars lots of people who you will have seen off the telly.
I like that.
Yes.
That's my style.
Exactly. With Martin Sheen in... Not Martin
Michael.
Sheen. Michael Sheen. That would have been a coup for a British film,
Who's
wouldn't
Michael
it?
Sheen? I don't know.
Michael Sheen. He's been in Wild and he's been in lots of like things off the telly, period dramas and things like that. But
lovely.
You'd recognise him. And he plays Colin, who is a man of kind of very simple pleasures. He's got a corner shop that he opened because he married his childhood sweetheart, Sandra, and she wanted to have a newsagent shop, so he opened that. He goes every night down to the pub and plays in his local darts team. And that's kind of all he really wants from his life. It's all very nice and simple.
Fair enough.
His world gets rocked when his wife, Sandra, goes off with the captain of the darts team.
Unbelievable. I think we can all empathise with that, can't we?
Absolutely.
And terrible.
Really?
Now, that does sound very British, doesn't it?
God.
Is there an ice cream van in it as well? There normally is.
And a lollipop lady.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's going to get even more British when I tell you what happens next.
It's Barbara Windsor turned up and goes,
close, Eric Bristow.
No!
Yes, Eric
Bristow. The Crafty Cockney is made a movie?
Indeed.
Oh, fantastic.
He has a non-speaking cameo role.
Good.
Because what happens is the darts team go to Blackpool for a big darts tournament. And Colin is left behind because his wife has run off with the head of the darts team, and the darts team doesn't want Colin around anymore, you know, to mess with his loving. So they all go off to Blackpool, but Colin decides that he's going to fight for his woman. So he gets on his little moped and he takes a trip across the country, the heartlands of England,
hence
the name of the film, to try and get his woman back.
Apart from the heartlands bit, that sounds rubbish. I mean, I'm all in favour of waving the flag, but, you know, believe me, I've been in some British films, but it sounds about as good as Hardware.
No, it's not exactly action-packed, but it's very sweet and it's full of lots of good characters. Mm. And Colin's journey, although it's, you know, it's no easy rider.
It's a journey of self-discovery, I'm imagining.
It is, indeed. But anyway.
Alex, stop teasing Sarah.
How much self-discovery do you get?
She's just got no taste. That's the problem.
I think any film that's got either John Lowe or Eric Bristow in has got to be worth getting out on video, surely, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
Quite right.
And what good British film have you been in, Alex?
I've been in four British films.
What good British film? You played a gardener.
Much Ado About Nothing.
Yeah.
It's by Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah. I've read about him. He did the plays, didn't he, in the old days?
He did the plays. Anyway, not the monkeys.
Anyway, should we play a clip? Okay, this is when Jeff, who is the head of the darts team, asks Sandra to leave Colin for him so they can be together on their Blackpool trip.
I want us to be together, Sandra.
What are you talking about?
I want us to be together when we're in Blackpool. It could be our first trip together as a couple.
If they were saying all of that in an American accent, I would love it.
Yes.
Especially
the reference to the Grumbleweeds. It's got the Grumbleweeds in it, Alex. Come on.
What more could you want?
Really? We are the Grumbleweeds.
I am sort of in favour. No, to be fair, I am in favour of British films like this.
Just because you want to get a job, that's why you're saying it now. Well, I think that sounds right. Tell us more, sir.
It does. Well, the great thing is, he gets on his little moped and he goes across the country. And at home, he's a bit of a nerd, and you know. But when he goes out and actually meets people, people who've never met him before, they think he's quite cool because he kind of arrives on this kind of little motorbike, and he's quite a funny guy, and he gets on well with people.
Yeah.
And I think he sort of realises that maybe he's been selling himself short a little bit.
Oh, bless him.
So yes, it's very sweet.
Very, very nice.
Yes.
Have we got another clip
today? We do have another clip. This is the writer, Paul Fraser, talking about how everybody is a little bit like Colin, really.
Okay.
Oh. Colin is someone that I think you can love. He's such an adorable man whose faults I think everyone has. Everyone has these flaws of sometimes not being comfortable sociably, or sometimes not. Everyone feels lost to an extent.
I've never felt lost as an adult. What's the soundtrack like? Is it good?
Yes, well, in keeping with the kind of gentle feel of the film, the soundtrack is mainly folk music, instrumental and vocal.
Mm.
And it's written by Kate Rusby, who was nominated for a Mercury Music Prize a couple of years ago.
Very nice.
And she's actually in the film, because in one scene in the film, Colin and these new friends who he's met, they go to a pub where there's a folk night on, and there's Kate Rusby playing herself, playing her songs. And it's all very sweet. And so, obviously, the writer of the film decided that they wanted her to write some songs to soundtrack the rest of the film.
Very, very nice.
So
should we have a listen to a Kate Rusby song? This is from the film Heartlands, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm not sure what this is
called. Sweet Bride.
Sweet Bride. Just before we play this, Alex, I've got to say, I've made a film with Angelina Jolie. Kiss that.
A lady was walking on a midsummer's day. Birds, they were whistling.
That was nice.
What a lovely voice.
Rusby, from the Heartlands film. That was a lovely song. But we've got Sarah Cohen here talking about the film. It's very quickly, Alex, just tell us the funniest thing you've ever seen on TV. he's confessed the funniest thing he's ever seen. Just tell the people who listen to this show, Alex.
Oh, dear. Well, it was when Brian Connolly had hearsay on a Saturday Night Spectacular.
Funny already.
And it's a bit of a visual for radio, but basically they're all sat on stalls. Suddenly, guess what? Connolly's stall falls down, and he gets up clutching his cheeks, and there's no seat on the stool.
Hilarious. Sarah, sorry to interrupt
you.
That's
with
that
okay.
Absolute tosh.
It was worth it.
It sort of was.
Oh, you're
yes.
So nasty, isn't he?
And you're so
tall,
chubby.
Too skinny and nasty.
Skinny and nasty.
Skinny and nasty.
Turn on me next.
Lawless Heart. I would never do that, Sarah,
no,
I indeed love you. Lawless Heart's DVD. What's that all about?
Another good British film. One of the best good British films from last year, actually. It stars Bill Nighy, Douglas Henshaw and Tom Hollander, who was on TV last night in Cambridge Spies, if anyone saw that.
Oh, and Alex is doing a sign that I can't repeat on the radio, but I don't think he's keen
lovely
on that.
Lovely Tom Hollander. This doesn't sound good when I'm going to say to the start, but it opens on a funeral.
Oh, I'm going home. Seriously.
See, I knew that would get you.
What's this all about?
Yes, but it is a very cleverly done, because you see the scene at a funeral and you're not sure really what's going on. And it's about how Bill Nighy's character has just lost his brother-in-law. And this plays out and you see his sort of story. And then all of a sudden, after about 40 minutes, the film rewinds and you go back to the same scene at the funeral and you see the same story but played out from the point of view of the Tom Hollander character.
I see.
And then again from the Douglas Henshaw character. And it's not that
lazy.
Repetitive, because you realise things are going on that you never noticed the first time round, because it's all from a totally different
that.
Angle. It sounds kind of a bit too clever.
What's
it called? It's called
Sliding
Lawless
Doors?
Heart.
Lawless Heart.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
I like that.
And it's coming out on DVD, is it?
It is coming out on DVD. And it's one of those films which I really like, where the conversation that people have are actually conversations that you might have in real life, not like a film script conversation.
Mm.
And I find that quite refreshing, really, when you see that
conversations
in a film.
About diets and Brian Connolly and Guffin.
That's right.
That's
yes.
who I talk about. Any special features on the DVD, or is it just your bog standard watch this film, go on,
yes,
shut
there
up.
Are there are deleted scenes. There's a commentary from the two directors and a couple of the actresses as well in
some
it.
Of the lady actresses, that
indeed,
would be,
yes.
I'm guessing. Are we giving that away?
We are giving it away.
Do you
yes.
want to give it away now, or do you want to talk about what's on TV tonight?
I think we'll do the question at the end.
Yes,
so
I think. Do you know what, Sarah? I thought we'd do that, to be
yeah.
honest. I thought I'd
yes,
check, just
yeah.
to make sure. Alex, are you all right with that? We'll do the question at the end.
You do it at the end.
Okay, like, what are we watching
we're
on
agreed,
TV
then.
This evening?
We are watching Batman Forever.
Oh, yes, we are.
On ITV1 at 11:20 this evening. Now, this is the Batman Forever that Tim Burton didn't direct.
He did
the first two.
This is the third one.
This is the third one,
okay.
basically. Tim Burton directed the first two. They were very dark, moody, with Michael Keaton as
Multiplicity.
Batman. Yes, Multiplicity of Batman
yes.
films. And this has got Val Kilmer as Batman, and it's directed by Joel Schumacher, and the baddies are Jim Carrey as the Riddler and Tommy Lee Jones as Two-Face, with the love interest, female love interest, provided by Nicole Kidman.
Oh, yes, the Aussie bird. Yeah, I've seen
her.
Yes,
yeah.
I've seen her.
And this one is, it's sort of funnier, more slapstick than the earlier two, but not as bad as the Batman and Robin film, the fourth one, which was just dire
I've
and killed the franchise.
I've only seen the first Batman film. I thought that was atrocious. I didn't watch any of the others. Is this any good? Are they good, or am I missing something?
You see, I like the first Batman
right,
film
okay.
with Jack Nicholson as the Joker.
Yeah,
that's
but
brilliant.
But Keaton as the Batman. I just can't stand Keaton. He's not in this one.
Well,
so
Val Kilmer in Batman Forever. I mean, he kind of does it in a bland, blank way. But that's kind of what you've got to do to be Batman, because
yeah.
he's the man behind the mask and all that.
Alex, take notes, sir. Take notes. So when and where is that on tonight?
This is on ITV1 at 11:20 p.m.
Lovely. I should be tucked up in bed having a nice sleep there. And he said a rude word. I didn't mean to at all. Freudian slip. What are we doing to give away this Lawless Heart DVD?
I'm going to ask a question. Well, Bill Nighy.
All right, all right. I'm going to ask a question, Ian. That was so stupid.
Do you want to ask a question?
No, I don't.
No? All right.
Go on.
No,
okay.
I will, because I know what it is.
No, because I told you the answer before.
Oh, that's right.
Let Sarah do it. She's a professional. Okay. We're just shoddy.
Okay.
So, Bill Nighy is in this film. He was also in a film 4 or 5 years ago, I think, where he played the lead singer of a washed-up rock band that go back out on the road to try and reclaim their youth.
Mm-hmm.
Also starred Billy Connolly and Timothy Spall. What was the name of that film?
What was the name of that film? I have seen bits of it fast-forward on a video cassette. Give us a call. Oh, no, actually, don't call us. I'm going to make this biased to people who've got computers. Email us, www.bbc.co.uk/6music. Oh, go on, you can text us. What's the text number, Alex?
Oh, make me turn around.
We don't really look at the text, but we will do for this.
07940 100 600.
You can text us, email us, we'll come up with a winner shortly. But from the film Batman Forever, here's you two with their song Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, whatever. Yeah! Party time! I swear to God, this show probably sounds absolutely atrocious, but Alex and I are having the best time we've ever had in our lives. We've been dancing.
We have. Thank you for all your emails. We're going to miss you too. We really are. No, some bloke did email just now, and he's won the thing, isn't he? He's won something because he said how much he's going to miss us. Listen, ladies were weeping into their TV quicks this week as it revealed the BBC is axing tedious makeover shows like Home Front the Garden, Garden Front, Front Garden, Home Garden, In My Front Garden, anything with Titchmarsh in it, in favour of arty programmes, politics, hopefully something with more lesbians in it. A BBC spokesman said, "We're so disappointed all the birds in that, but those programmes are a load of pony." Now, here's a great idea. ITV chiefs are planning a new reality show, you must have heard about this, in which viewers push their most hated celebs out of a plane.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
I think you all must be a contender for that, can't you?
Alex, you're so funny. You really are perhaps one of the funniest men I've ever met. And I've met Joe Pasquale. So I've met funny, Alex. I have been there, spoken to them, shook their hand, and followed them home.
So anyway, Brian Connolly sat on this chair. No. But anyway, you know, it just strikes me that it's such a British thing, isn't it, to want to see your celebrities covered in maggots or pushed out of an aeroplane. You know,
is this going anywhere? Is it just you laughing? Right, listen, look, we got, coming up shortly, we'll be speaking to Electric Six on the telephone, who I believe played a concert this evening.
Oh,
let's just go home now, forget it. Are they going? Yes, they're off. Model Historical Society, am I wrong? Don't forget, send your quid in the jukebox choices to www.bbc.co.uk/6music. I don't need to tell you that again. Coming up shortly, we're going to be chatting to Electric Six. Alex, you're a big fan of theirs, aren't you?
Yeah, I like that. I like that single very much.
Go and sing it.
Danger, danger, hey voltage. They're playing tonight at the Manchester Academy. And then Sunday 11th, Birmingham Academy 2, and on it goes.
What's wrong? You've got really miserable all of a sudden. You sound really bored.
No, I thought I should try and sober up a bit and just sound a bit more professional is the word, Ian.
Yes, professional is the word.
It's not a fashionable word amongst you media type, Channel 4 types, but professionalism.
Alex, thanks very much. It is appreciated. We'll be talking to Electric Six very, very shortly. I'm going to... Yeah, let's just play a record, shall we? Fine. Mm. Go the Inspira Carpets. She comes in the fall. You don't hear that song very often at all. It's always
no.
This is how it feels. I love the Inspira Carpets. They're very, very good. Now this evening, if you're in Manchester, playing at the Manchester Academy tonight, are Electric Six, and we should have on the phone Dick Valentine from Electric Six. Good morning, Dick. You there?
Yeah. What's up, baby?
Hey, baby. How's it going, baby?
It's going really well. I'm just sitting here.
Well, that's good. Don't do anything because we're going to talk to you, and this is very, very important. Now, are you in Manchester at the moment? Are you making your way up there today?
No, I'm sitting here in Manchester.
And what's it like? Are you loving it?
Yeah, last night I went to some sort of dance party.
They just
took me, and I ended up involved in some sort of dance party.
Oh man, I like the sound of that. Alex, would you like to go to some sort of dance party?
Any sort of party would be great.
Now listen, what can we expect if I were to come to the gig tonight? I won't. I'm in London. What can I expect?
It's going to be some sort of a dance party.
Fantastic. I'm coming up then in that case. That's obviously your new thing. Were you surprised at how successful your last single was? Because it went quite massive, didn't it?
Yeah, we were just a bunch of losers in Detroit for like 5 years, and then all of a sudden we have a big hit in another country. So yeah, on the list of things that are surprising, that would be one of them.
And your new single is called Gay Bar. What the hell is that all about, sir?
It's not really about anything. It's not about going to a gay bar. It's not about starting a nuclear war. It's not even about girls. It's just kind of a 2-minute song that's just kind of there. But there's no agenda there.
I wish rock bands, pop bands would do songs that have got no meaning. They're just there.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. Actually,
that's actually the bulk of our material.
I wanted to ask. So the reference to Taco Bell, does that have any particular meaning?
No, it just sounded like something to say at the time.
Well, it did the trick for me, because I've been wondering about it ever since.
Alex,
yeah, you guys don't have Taco Bells over here, do you?
No, we get Taco
Bells.
No,
I know what it is.
We get Taco Bells, don't we?
It used to be one in Leicester Square, didn't it?
Yes, they did, and maybe it closed down due to lack of interest. Alex would like to sing a line from your song to
you. Now, you see, you do that to me.
Just singing the song, because you've got a question about it.
Danger, danger, hey voltage.
Yeah?
That's it.
That's. What did you think of that? Could he come on stage with you maybe at one point on the tour?
Oh, yeah, no, anybody's welcome to join us on stage.
Anybody is welcome. Now, you're from Detroit. Have you ever been to the Cobo Hall?
I've been to the Cobo Hall for, like, the auto show. I don't know that. Oh, yeah, no, you know, I did see a show there a long time ago.
Do you know who it was? It wasn't Kiss, was it?
No, it was actually, I actually went to go see the Cult, and it was only because I liked this girl who wanted to go, and so she, you know, she was like, do you like the Cult? And I was like, well, yeah.
Yeah, I like you.
Yeah, so then I went, and it actually was pretty fun.
I went to see Morrissey because I liked a girl.
At Cobo Hall?
No, not Cobo Hall. It was at Brixton Academy, I think, so quite far away, but never mind. So you're playing tonight in Manchester Academy. You're playing Sunday at Birmingham Academy too. Then you're going to Cambridge, to Portsmouth, to London. Are you surprised by the reaction you get over here in England? Is it different from the States?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're doing, you know, like, we're on the radio, and our video is being shown here a lot more than in the States. I mean, it is still fun to play the States. I mean, we just wrapped up a 5-week tour, and we're playing smaller venues and whatnot, but... yeah, I mean, it's you know, every night is its own little reward.
Supposing your management came up to you and said, listen, Dick, you've got to get rid of one of the band. If you want this band to continue, you've got to get rid of one of them. Who's the dead weight in the group? Who's the one you could get rid of and not really miss them?
I'd get rid of myself.
Really?
I'd kick myself out. I feel like I'm holding these guys back, you know, with the punishing guitar assault. I mean, my thing is synthesizers and kind of nervous, like... you know, almost gay dance music, if you took myself out of the equation, this would be a guitar force to be reckoned with.
It would be just pure rock, would it?
Yeah, it would be a rock assault.
Could be very very interesting. Are you doing any funny covers? I like it when you go and see a band and they play, like, I don't know, Live and Let Die or something like that. Are you doing anything like that this evening? Or
that's
all
a great
your own
idea.
Songs?
No, we've been doing Street Life by Roxy Music. We do Radio Gaga by Queen.
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah, so we do those. We're trying to work in that tattoo song, all the things she said. but you know, like, we gotta get a day off to work that out.
What you need to do is you and Serge Yobot, is it?
Yeah.
You need to work out that song and work out the act as well, the tattoo kissing act. I think that'll do it.
I'm about to hang up.
Hey, you're the one that's got a single called Gay Bar. What are you doing? Listen, we're gonna have to go, Dick. But thank you very much. Best of luck tonight. Rock and roll.
Okay, thanks a lot, baby.
Cheers, man. Take it easy. See you later. This is Electric Six. This is their new single. This is Gay Bar.
www.bbc.co.uk/6music. Don't forget, join us on Saturday from 1.
From the BBC.
Lamac is coming up just after 1 with Blur. You can email your questions to them live. We've only got 28 minutes left, I don't believe it!
From the BBC.
This is 6 Music.
Oh, I just thought I did that. Sorry, I really smell. Really sweaty today. Sorry, Alex. It's normally you're the one that's sweaty and smelly and disgusting, but now it's me. Listen, we're here for another 24 minutes. Then at 1 o'clock, Steve Lamac will be here. Blur will be joining him live in the studio for a chat and to answer your questions from the website. And then Craig Charles is here from 6 tonight with the funk show. That's the same bass that they use in Seinfeld. He's joined by film director Spike Lee. He'll be talking about his great love of music, and there's tracks from Booker T and the MGs and Public Enemy. Tomorrow morning, Alex, why don't you wake up at 8 to Tracy McLeod talking to Tom Hingley of the Inspiral Carpets about the music that shaped his life. Why don't you do that?
I'll still be up at 8 o'clock, that's why.
Oh, because you'll...
partying all night.
Party, party, party. Listen, we've got XTC. Then coming up soon, we shall have the winner of Quid in a Jukebox.
Juniper, anyway. We here in Cardigan Country, the land of the undead, can show these youngsters at 6 Music a thing or two. I mean, you call that music?
6 Music. We've all morning been asking you to send in your three suggestions for Quid in the Jukebox.
Alex, I've got to stop you there. We've all morning been asking you? What does that mean?
Come on, I've only got 15 minutes left.
All right, sorry, carry on. We've all morning, go on.
We've all morning been asking you to send in your all morning three suggestions all morning for Quid in the Jukebox. And the winner of the double CD NYC Man by Lou Reed is... It's like Vanessa Tarling.
It's like having your granddad tell you you've won a record.
Vanessa Tarling with Beatles, Tomorrow Never Knows, Elastica, Connection, Teenage Fan Club, Mellow Doubt. Well done, Vanessa.
Let's start with the first one of those, the classic. Listen to, now, people say Ringo's a rubbish drummer. Listen to the drumming on this. This will prove otherwise. Tomorrow Never Knows, the Beatles. Well done. Hats off to Vanessa Tarling, who won the Quid in the Jukebox. You've won the...
Well done, Tarling.
I just took a break for breath, Alex. Let me finish. Unbelievable. NYC Man, Lou Reed, double CD. You've won that. Congratulations. The tracks were in reverse order. Teenage Fan Club, Mellow Doubt. Oh. I'm just taking a pause. Leave it. I'm pausing. Elastica, Connection.
And the Beatles.
No, Alex. Let me finish it. The Beatles, Tomorrow Never Knows.
Yes.
Here's Lou Reed, and this is one of the songs. What you have? Oh, have I set the thing off? Sorry. Here's one of the songs that you've won. This is on the Lou Reed NYC Man. This is Satellite, Oh Love.
Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out.
Lou Reed, Satellite of Love, that's on the NYC Man double album. Very, I like that. You're not mad on Lou Reed, you don't like his singing.
I like the song, I just didn't like his singing.
Satellite.
I don't like the vibrato. It's unnecessary, isn't it?
It is unnecessary. But the man can't sing. He can't sing. But
that's like Perfect Day, that cover of Perfect Day, great, apart from when he joins in.
Perfect Day.
It's the perfect day.
That sounds like David Bowie. On the internet with David Bowie, on the web. What have you waving a paper at me, Alex? What's that?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, what about this for a wedding? Awful pub singer Roland Keating's appeared to serenade the bride at her reception. Angela Story had inexplicably asked for the Smoky Voice Midget's rubbish song, Say When You Say Nothing At All. But multi-million pound hubby Graham got Roland to tap up in person. What a wedding!
I only want to help you, Roland.
You know, I mean, when I got married, we had the biggest DJ in Hemel Hempstead, and I thought that was something.
Really?
I paid extra for, you know, rope lights and dry ice, but getting Roland to turn up at your wedding...
That would be... I've met him, he's tiny. Wee fella. Listen,
is he as dreamy in real life?
No, he's not at at all. He was very sweary. Boys and fans, he swears like a trooper. Listen, Alex, we're going to have to go now. This has been our last week. Thank you very much for listening to us. I think a lot of people may have switched off. Thanks very much to Dina and Sarah for helping us out and making us sound, sort of almost as if we know what we're doing. We're off. See you later. Cheers. Le Mac's coming up at 1:00.